radio adventure. It's even better.
Live,
uncensored,
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, we are on fire, and we're burning up. We're burning up with angst. And here we are back again in the second hour, much to talk about. Ted, you wanted to tell us what happened to your website.
Yes. Right in the middle of our most critical outreach to the nation, we were hit pretty hard by a hacker. And last Saturday night, we were taken off of the Internet. And the following morning, we discovered that our website had been penetrated. It had been massive damage done to it. They had been able to decipher our password. We managed to get back on, and then later in the afternoon, they knocked us out again. And then we put in a much more elaborate password and took all of our files, which are in reserve with our server, put them on. And then they hit us again, I believe it was Friday, and with very devastating damage, and actually a woman there who was has worked at this server for 10 years said she has never seen such a vicious attack, a hacking on a website. Now, the fact is that in Europe today, ADL, B'nai B'rith, are setting up an organization called the International Network Against Cyber Hate. They're gathering together the best legal experts, the best cyber experts to find ways to knock out websites. Now, the ideal way, according to them, is to establish federal hate laws like they have in Canada. Section 11.1 in Canada makes it a hate crime to criticize federally protected groups through a website. And many people are being indicted up there for violation of that. A stiff fine, certainly a shutting down of these sites. I believe in Holland, something like 700 websites have been dismantled as so-called hate sites. And, of course, those include even religious sites which are critical of homosexuality or even adultery. But what I believe is going to happen is even if they can't get hate laws here in the United States to dismantle the Internet websites like RBN Live, they are going to develop such sophisticated hacking technologies mm-hmm. that they may be able to knock us out. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, any computer which has in it every word in the English language and every possible mathematical combination which can come into and decipher our code and so on is a pretty formidable weapon which is going to be developed more intensely in the future. And it just underscores the fact that we have a window of opportunity now here through a free Internet and through alternative talk radios to speak to the world, speak to the whole truth to the world. We should consider this very precious. So I should remind all of our visitors to Truth Tellers that nothing there is copyrighted except my actual videos and book. And you can practically download the whole website and keep it in reserve so that it will be preserved in case of some kind of a cyber attack like this.
Are you suggesting, Ted, that maybe ADL Types had something to do with hacking your website?
Well, here's the scenario of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple days earlier, Harmony was viciously attacked on a Jewish website called Jew School. Mm-hmm. And she had quoted a statement saying that a certain rabbi was
yes.
trying to get the Easter bunny changed to the spring bunny or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And according to Jew School, that was said in jest. That was not actually a bona fide proposal. But Harmony is a good student and a diligent scholar, and it seemed straightforward proposal, very consistent with Jewish activism, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Jew School put up a big headline, big article. It said, those lying bastards at truthtellers.org.
Mm-hmm. All
and
right.
2 days later, we had this big hack.
Oh, well, it is a strange coincidence once again. All right, we shall return. We'll take your calls, 1-800-313-9443. The ADL Gestapo is at it again. Be right back.
Hey,
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods yourself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover to avoid judgments, seal your credit file tight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. Ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information, legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train natural peelers via correspondence edition. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and current healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the on-member testimonials and our hundreds of accept products. That's herbalhealer.com, your web for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shirley's Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Frank said a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategy to make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, but your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Right, we're back now, and from the threat of legislative control and Gestapo-like legislation to cyber terrorism, it looks like truthteller.org has really been very effective. Ted, apparently you've been too effective for some.
Yes, I really think so. We're getting thousands of people coming to now to truthtellers.org to copy out our dynamic flyer there. We have a simple 8.5 by 11 flyer which gives blow-by-blow accounts of attacks against Christians and free thinkers in Canada and other European countries, and powerful arguments. We're encouraging people to send that flyer in tomorrow. Send it in. Send it to your member of the House or the Senate, plus their influential legislative aides. There's 8 to 10 of those listed at Truth Tellers, along with your members of Congress. I just send those off, and let's get those in. I do believe we have enough time, 3, 4, 5, 6 days at least next week, that those flyers could be arriving. And while the interest is so high in Congress about the hate bill now, there'll be a lot of people behind us in the Senate and House office buildings who will be reading those flyers, and maybe those will make the difference between getting a member of the Senate, a Republican, to come back over to the Republican fold and oppose the bill. If that happens, the bill is dead in this session of Congress.
Well, and I also think that more than anything, we should actually petition the Father for divine intervention once again.
Yes.
And that we may be found worthy as a people and a nation to forestall the fiery darts of Satan himself. And I would hearken people to do that in their prayer closets, in their homes, in their assemblies, wherever. to petition the Father, the Heavenly Father, that this might be the case, that we will see them frustrated once again this year, and more heavily than ever before, as Satan is attempting to marshal forth his forces of worldwide control.
Yes.
Let's take another call. Yes, we have, let's see, I believe it's Henry, Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yes, hi. Hi, Ted. How you doing?
Real good.
Oh, yeah, good.
And don't
okay.
forget Harmony is here.
Yeah, Harmony, yeah. Harmony, how you doing?
I'm great, thanks.
Yeah, okay, I'm Henry. You and I, Ted, we spoke off air. You know, I won't go into it. Apparently, I think, put it to you this way, I'll make this quick, epic things. It's, let's say, if each one of us are a birthday candle, let's say the Congress is above the birthday cake, maybe one or two, or two is not a lot, but if you have 50 candles, you have a fire. And I think what we need to put fire under the Congress. Now, I found out about that congressional bill on my when I called the my representative here, but I'm going to call in a couple other states and just make them think I live there. Another thing, he made a comment about liberals. These people are not liberals in any sense of the word. They're communists. You can say they're Marxists, but they're not liberals. And the other thing is you mentioned something about socialist medicine in Canada. Well, as far as Canada is different, but some European countries originally, not now, but originally when they even some of those programs, that still not mean that they should have all these laws that they should, you know, about hate crimes and what you can say about the Holocaust. And we have to embrace all of humanity because they're socialized medicine or because I'm not saying that Ted is saying this now. I'm just talking about, I'm speaking more to what the globalists think, what they think. And the real fact is that's what they believe. See, because they have all this religious and principle outlook that if there has to be a price for everything, that's what they believe. That's not necessarily, that's certainly I believe, and that's not what even a lot of people believe, and kind of a big surprise. But I would tell everybody out there, let me ask you this. I just thought of something. I couldn't last night because he was talking a different topic. Have you tried George Norrie? Because I was thinking about calling him as a caller and mentioning both those bills. I want to know if Ted has ever tried to get Norrie recently.
Well, I have contacted coast to coast, and I haven't had any luck. I do understand that Alex Jones was on there a few weeks back and was mentioning the meat bill, but it seems like the farther we get up into the really big conservative and right-wing talk show hosts, the more difficult it is to penetrate to them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? You mean the ones that are gaunt Republican? Even somebody like, well, I know Mike Sapps is Jewish, right? He may be gay, whatever. Right. And I don't care about the stuff either. All this moral stuff in this country with the sexual purposes, I really don't give a darn about unless you're talking about something illegal or with kids or animals.
Well, you know, that's another issue, but it's
right.
Well,
it has to do with Wiener. What I'm asking is that Wiener was talking about the rioting and the burning in France, and even though I know he's kind of full of crap, I'm wondering if he would let you on anyway, since he's always played that he's conservative, and that's why I'm wondering, because he has a lot of listeners, too. I hear him on 1210 in Pennsylvania.
Well, he's an ADL, first of all. And
oh, he is?
Supports
he's
the ADL. Of course, he supports the ADL. He corresponds with them quite freely, so don't expect Ted to be invited in that camp. He's not going to be.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think most of these people know what we're doing and they're what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
There was evidence last winter that my big, massive alert about Kennedy's threat in the Senate to reintroduce the hate bill on the floor did get to Bill O'Reilly pretty fast because he was oblivious to what the problem was in holding back the Children's Protection Act. So they hear about me, and in fact, I was criticizing the Book of Daniel and pointing out in my email some of the Jewish writers behind that. I got a fiery email back denouncing me by one of these writers. So it filters through, the message gets through, but they're just not turning on their hearing aid and being responsible because, as I mentioned earlier, it's very very politically incorrect to go against the Jewish-controlled agenda, the list of topics which can and cannot be discussed on the big Benia airwaves.
Do you understand that now, Henry?
Yeah.
That's
well, see,
the real world, okay?
Well, and Wiener be playing a game, because I used to listen to him a year ago, and he sounded like he was always talking about political correctness.
You're catching on. It's all part of a show.
Yeah.
And
you
got to understand the dialectic here and how they play the game. It's meant to be part of the dialectic of control and confusion so that people like ourselves, people
right.
with conservative instinct, will follow one ADL hook, and people on the left will follow the opposition. And both are being down the same path of Zionism. That's the whole issue.
Well, I stopped with Savage a long ago.
Good.
I mean, I just listened to him because he was talking about the stuff in France. But
yeah,
it also
funny.
Stirs hatred against Muslims, too.
Right, exactly.
But he doesn't mention Jewish stuff with Israel. He, matter of fact, he thought it was great that that girl, Kerry, who got bulldozed over and flattened
yes.
up by that SLC country, he was, I didn't hear that, but somebody told me they heard it. It was a long time ago.
Yes.
And there was some disgusted way he was, you know, advocating. So,
oh, sure.
But all right, I'm going to hang up, but I want to ask him, is there two things? One, is there any chance that something could help Ernst Zundel, getting him out of prison, and the, you know, in Europe, and they kidnapped him anyway. And the other thing is there any movement also in Europe to uphold or get rid of these laws? I mean, like Croatia did, because I know Germany is American occupied.
All right. You're going on and on, Henry.
All right,
okay.
Take care.
Thank you.
Phew, I'm getting a headache. Okay, Ted, did you have any response to those last two
points? The Internet is getting our message around all over the world, and there is evidence in place, especially like in England, where there is quite a movement of intellectuals and artists and Muslims and so on to, like Rushdie, to hold back the big federal British hate bill, which is really Orwellian. And the word is getting out that there's something wrong. The ADL has banned hate crimes legislation worldwide. And this is having the secondary effect, I think, of seeing hatred of the Jewish people collectively. And the ADL is actually stimulating anti-Semitism by taking away free speech. And that puts us, you and I, in a very benevolent position really toward the Jewish people of protecting them from anti-Semitism in the years ahead by resisting finishing the power of ADL.
Well, that's exactly what the effect is this backlash. As I alluded to earlier, there's a backlash now with the IMUS. And you hear people, you know, no longer muttering under their breath about the one-sidedness and the political correctness of those who inject boycotts on media like NBC, CBS, and so forth. Now it's just it's turning into a racial divide once again, where unfortunately the Al Sharptons and the Jesse Jacksons are setting back race relations between white and black, I would say, at least 50 years.
Yes.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, the liberals actually stimulate self-pity in these various groups, and of course there's a seed of undoubtedly a great abuse in the past that cannot be argued, disputed.
Right.
But actually, out of the civil rights movement of the 60s, I don't believe that there is really any more racial harm today than there was 40 years ago.
No, I think there's less, and that's because of these laws.
Especially in urban areas, the militants are very divisive, very hateful. And as I mentioned, I think on an earlier program, the incidence of hate crimes, real hate crimes of black against white, black against Chicano or Puerto Rican and so on, is very, very high. As gangs are fulfilling the criteria of the ADL of a true hate crime, which is bias motivation because of race or color or whatever, plus some kind of violation of the law, such as assault.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. And we're up against the clock, I see. Harmony, you've been patiently, quietly sitting there. I want you to do a little chatting when we come back. But first, we'll take some calls. How's that? All right? They've been waiting patiently, too. We'll be back. Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America. We still have freedom right here on rbnlive.com.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical premiums. Employees are shouldering more than themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell us to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan saves you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan docs required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked us, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earth in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry wants to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it'll be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom in the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the low prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Get back with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on Public Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back. Harmony Grant and Ted Pike, truthtellers.org. And I suppose we should take another call before we get into more discussion, because we've had so many. Dennis in Arkansas is holding on. Hello, Dennis.
Hello.
Yes.
How are you? Harmony, Ted, how are you doing?
Very well.
I have a question that I've been pondering for a long time, real quick.
Sure.
This 6 million figure, has anybody ever broke that down as far as the existence of these camps and what would equate to as a daily or a weekly or a monthly? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll hang up.
Yes, you certainly have. There are organizations like the Barnes Review, Institute for Historical Review, many revisionist organizations who have exhaustively studied all the data concerning the death camps, and certainly David Irving has contributed greatly to that knowledge and that research. And the main problem is that nobody's going to deny that Hitler persecuted Jews, he even hated Jews, and so on. But it was a time in the world where massive populations of Europe, we're talking about Poles and Eastern Europeans and Russians and the French and the Germans, everyone was absolutely exhausted by the time the war was over. And the evidence seems to indicate that when the Allies arrived there in 1945, they found camps which were filled with decimated bodies, not necessarily by the malevolence of the German people or the Nazi leadership, but as there was massive typhus epidemics and starvation and depletion of vital resources. And yet the ADL, the Zionists, have tried to persuade us that even while Germany was exhausted in every possible way, down to its last fighter planes and troops and so on, it was fiendishly indulging in burning up precious fuels just for the thrill of killing Jews in gas chambers and burning them in incinerators. This is quite preposterous. Now, I'm not an expert on the Holocaust, but I do know people like Zundel and Irving and Germar Rolfe and others have a right to look at the statistics on the existing populations in Germany before the war and in the Eastern European and see if that tallies
with a full 6 million dead, there are many who believe that it doesn't tally. And they have a right to ask these questions and make these investigations. I affirm their right to the free speech anywhere in this world to have questions, whether it's on a street corner in Germany or on the Internet or wherever, without being in danger of being grabbed by immigration agents and shipped off to a foreign nation to be sentenced to 5 years in prison.
Right. I understand. I applaud you and Rick and everybody in, but what would that million thing, they want us to believe, what would that break down to? I mean, it seems kind of preposterous to me that, you know, it would be a possibility that, you know, that would be real.
Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, well, the truth of the matter is, a 6 million figure, even if it's a full 6 million, it pales before the fact that Jewish financiers and revolutionaries brought communism to Russia, which spread like a disease to China and Southeast Asia and Cuba and so on, as a result of the work of Beneath International and people like Jacob Schiff, head of Kuhn Loeb, which is now Chase Manhattan, funding Trotsky and Lenin, and not to mention the Rothschilds funding them and the Wurgs in Germany and so on. The fact is that evil Jewish leaders have brought about the death of at least 150 million Gentiles in the world since 1917, and yet they're not mentioned in the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. I went through every square inch of that. I found not one little plaque in memory of 150 million dead in Europe.
After all, it is a unique experience, Ted.
That's right. And European Union, also the majority of states there, are refusing to include Stalinist crimes, communist Holocaust.
And those are the real crimes that we know of. Yeah.
Right. They're some of the Baltic states are wanting to hold from agreeing to sentence anyone to 3 years jail time
for
Holocaust denial, because they want communist crimes to be included there.
Well,
and preserved in our memory. And yet the majority of
these
states
Jewish supremacist exclusivity.
Right.
They believe that only they are entitled to have restitution, reparations, and so forth, because only they have legitimately suffered.
And because they need that political power that they get from that position in order to shield the behavior domestically in the United States and in the state of Israel.
Wow.
And if people did not have this tremendous guilt and need to be sensitive towards the Jewish people because of their unique experience of suffering, maybe we would look more clearly and bravely at the state of Israel and at domestic Jewish activism through ADL.
It has silenced all opposition to Zionism, hasn't it?
Rick?
Well, it's certainly trying.
Can you hold me?
Of course. I'll hold you on, Ted, and we'll continue to take other calls in just 3 minutes. Rick Adams, we shall be right back with more hot brimfire talk only on rbnlive.com, but we're going to reiterate the game plan before we get too far adrift. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcast Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great mystery to disease anymore. This basic yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program with herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead-on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlife.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt. Approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES Pro is unique, designed to help you, consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtop.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now, the new solar power generator, for less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's site at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, we're back now, and just one more moment from our board because we're going to have to move on, okay? Go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah, I just wondered if you ever saw a production on a satellite called Real Bad Arabs by a university professor in Illinois.
No, I've never heard of it.
R-E-E-L, Real Bad Arabs, about how Hollywood demonizes, especially Disney.
I haven't heard of that one, no.
Well, if I sent a copy of that to Round Art, could they forward that to you? It's
sure.
50 minutes long. I think you'd be very interested.
Sure. Very good.
Okay,
do that. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Harmony and Ted, you were both continuing this discussion. We're getting a little bit off the beaten path here about all these other peripheral issues, and I don't want to do that only because it's really not about this or the Holocaust or that or some other issue. It's really all about free speech on every level. And let's not back into a corner and make people think this is just free speech, so-called Holocaust deniers. This is free speech, free, not only free speech, but actual constitutional protections against unlawful harassed by the state, prosecution for thought crimes, prosecution for religious activity and so forth. Really, it's much broader, and we need to stress that because sometimes people will take us off the beaten path and make people think, well, it won't affect me because I'm not going to ever fall into that camp. That's not true. It will affect every American, and that is why it'd be defeated.
Absolutely. I appreciate that, Rick. You know, a year or so ago, I got a call from a man up in northern Canada who was actually a pastor who was just attempting to hand out tracts, gospel tracts. Mm-hmm. A policeman came up, tapped him on the shoulder, and informed him that was now a hate crime in Canada. And what we're seeing here, even in the state of Oregon this last week, we've had a decisive vote by our legislature in favor of a legislation which would empower homosexuals to be actually employed by churches in non-spiritual or non-educational positions. We, in the state of Oregon now, a pastor cannot forbid a homosexual from becoming a janitor and pushing a vacuum cleaner right up to the pulpit. He cannot forbid a homosexual to become a groundskeeper and play and be with the children on a church school playground, and on. Secretaries, bookkeepers, bookstore operators, and so on. This is exactly as you're saying. This is going to impact Christians and conservatives right down to the grassroots level. It's not just intellectuals like David Ring, but it is churches and pastors and operators of church schools and people who want to protest abortion who will become hate criminals
well,
in the
you
days
know,
ahead.
And also, again, not to narrow the spectrum, it will also affect the liberals. who are critics of Israel, who, as one caller mentioned, the Savage Show, he wants to put liberals in internment camps. Anyone who criticizes Israel, we need to put them away. We need to crack down on terrorism. And terrorism involves criticism of the state of Israel. So
yes,
this is why everyone, not just right-wing or Christian or fundamental or whatever, can be affected, but anyone who sincerely believes in what he believes or she believes, that in effect the chosen protected categories of protect speech. And that's what we're talking about, right, Harmony?
That's absolutely right. Speech bans are used by those who are in power to silence whoever they want to silence. And that's why they strike at the very heart of America, because we need our civil liberties to protect us from abuses of power of those in government. And that's why, no matter where you stand on the political spectrum, you should care and you resist hate laws, because they will shatter the First Amendment. Everyone should care about keeping the First Amendment. It's what makes America great. Without it, we're going to lose our nation and everything that's precious it.
Yeah, absolutely. And once again, for those just joining us in this second hour, people should be aware of how critical time is right now. Ted, you have instructed your people to go to your website. And I know that not everyone is on a computer, and we'll give you a number out later, too, if you wish. But what's the best way right now, the most effective way to put the heat up on the Congress in the Senate and the House Judiciary Committees?
Call Congress tomorrow. The toll-free number again is 877-851-647, and then the toll number is 202-224-3121. Just tell them, please don't vote for any hate crime legislation. Hate laws have taken away free speech in Canada and many European countries. Now, if you want to do more than just call your member of the House or Senate from your district, you can come to Truth Tellers. We have a list there of all 100 members of the Senate. We're trying very hard right now to wean at least a couple of Republicans back over to the Republican side against the hate bill. If we can only get two Republicans back over, we've killed the hate bill in this Congress. I believe that's an attainable goal, as long as people will make it top priority tomorrow to call to their member of the Senate and then also to the House.
Okay. Now, should we repeat the names of some of those that you think she called in the Senate, particularly any Republicans?
Well, maybe I should just tell the people who might not be given top priority. I don't have a preference list for, you know, moderates or Republicans and so on, but just kind of avoid, if you don't have too much time, avoid the Leahy's, Kennedy's, Biden's, Feinstein's, Feingold's,
Specter's,
Schumer's, and so on. You're pretty much wasting your time with them.
Okay, very good. And let's see, do we have another caller now ready to come on the line? I believe we do. Who's that? Okay, Ann. Right, Ann in Mexico. Hello, Ann.
Hi, Rick.
Hi, how are you?
Real good. Sounding
excellent.
Good tonight.
Thank you.
I'm punching it right out.
Do you have a question or a comment for Ted and Harmony?
Hi, Harmony and Ted.
Hi.
Well said. You know, Yahweh bless you. You know, Scripture says the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? You know? And these people are wicked.
Mm-hmm.
They're wicked in their intent.
Yes.
And what's interesting is if they are brought up in Hebrew and Torah, they're taught about the Lashon Hara, which is the evil tongue, and then the Lashon Tov, which is the good tongue. And just yet somebody said something hurtful to me, you know, and I found out what it feels like. You know, if I live in a little town and years go by before, and I live alone and my dog, she doesn't talk, you know, she barks, so, you know, I'm not exposed to that, but I know how it feels. But these people are not, that isn't what they're aiming at. They're aiming, just like you said, Ted, and by the way, you can't legislate kindness and love and goodwill. You just can't do that because the human heart is the way it is. You know, we have to put heart over our own tongues and be kind by our own intentions, mm-hmm. you know. But what these people are doing is, like you said, they're so clever. They're using the word hate, which is an emotionally charged word. But what they really want to do is gag free thinking and the ideas expressed in speech.
Well,
that's the point. And they're so clever, these people that are writing these bills. mm-hmm. and twisting it all around. And, of course, like you said, Harmy, people that are reading the Schofield, I call them Bibles, in that case, I use the word scriptures, they're being influenced by Schofield, and they think that these people are unique, chosen, and, you know, they're special, and they're not, because the paradigm has shifted. Now, those that are saved by the blood of Yahshua HaMashiach, they're circumcised in their heart. It's not physical Israel. So all those Christians that buy into that are being fooled. And they send their money over there, you know, to the Zionists, and they think by doing that they're going to force the end. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Bring on Armageddon and all that. And they're being deceived big time. Mm-hmm. So,
ain't that the truth, Ann?
Yeah. So, Ted and Harmony, I'm wondering, I don't have a computer. What is your phone number?
Yes, and I'd be happy to send you some materials on this. In fact, I could send you some of these brochures we have at Truth Tellers.
Okay.
My phone number for anybody who needs some materials and can't get them on the computer is Ted Pike at
503-631-3308.
I'll give you that again, Ann. It's 503-631-3808.
Wait a minute. 3808. Okay. 3808. Okay, well, I'll give you a ring.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, and just keep up the good work. Yes, what they're trying to do is gag expression of thought. And, you know, because if there's an issue where there is some kind of question, you know, 6 million, and I do believe that there weren't that many Jews in Europe. But I could go to jail for what I just said.
Sure.
You know, now if they succeed, and that's my idea. You know, now if I want to pursue it and do some research, well, my goodness, they would turn apoplectic. You know, mm-hmm. they would just then they would be hateful. See, they're the hateful ones.
Yeah.
They're this whole thing around.
Yeah.
And they're using, like I say, the word hate, which is an emotionally charged word, mm-hmm. to get their way. So, but Yahweh's in control, and Yahweh bless you.
Well, thank you.
And if anyone has any doubts that what you're saying is true, we just have to look at our American universities to see the result of hate laws, because there are weeping speech codes at most public and private universities throughout this nation, which are supposedly supposed to protect minorities and other people from hurtful words. But actually what they've done mm-hmm. is to censor conservative mm-hmm. Christian tradition thinking, and the most conservatives are aware of how one-sided an education is being provided at the universities.
Yeah,
what people need to realize is that's what's going to happen across our entire nation.
Politically and correct. Yeah, they're pushing that
correctness to the extreme.
To the extreme.
And those few voices that are able to speak the truth right now will be silenced.
And it's fascism.
And it's central, and that's
central.
Why, even if you're not speaking out yourself, and you're not going to face jail time under hate laws, you'd be concerned about the fact that your mind is going to be controlled by these.
Yeah.
That's why hate laws are going to affect absolutely every person in the state.
You're absolutely right.
That's true. That's why we need to defeat it. Thank you, Ann.
You're welcome.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's take Bob in Missouri now. Hello, Bob. You're on the program with Ted Pike and Harmony Grant.
Yeah, I think your thoughts are really controlled right now, you know. Everything you see. There was a great movie out there. It was called They Live. It's by John Carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see that science fiction movie with Roddy Piper?
Yep, yep.
Anyway, I think, you know, when you talk to your representatives, you should say, are you anti-American or are you anti-Semitic? It's going to be one of the two. Because if you're pro-American against Israel, which is what this law is about, it's about a tyrannical little countries imposing their will on our country. Simple as that, you know. I think it's pretty easy to see that.
Well, they're imposing it on the world now, and that's the whole problem.
Well, Europe,
worldwide control.
Well, you know, and why is, and that's just because a small group of people who got a lot of money can bribe your country. And my question is, it's really not so much about that, about the hate crime. I see a huge neglect. Our Congress does not investigate the communism and Marxism in these Jewish groups. We're asserting this control over them, you know, that they don't, because this is the main, when you talk terrorists, the main terrorist in the world, the main terrorist in our country is Israel and their offshoots, the ADL, the ACLU, and all these are Marxists, these are enemies of this, and they're the ones They're the mainstays for all these illegals in this country, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just purely to create chaos, you know. And what I would ask Congress is, why are you not investigating these? Because these biggest terrorist groups, which you know are terrorist groups, are the people in this group believe this. And if you don't believe this, that shows you you're an idiot, you shouldn't be in Congress, or a traitor. One of the two. That's the real question. Because this can go, this will go on forever. You can see how a little group of rich Marxists can, through the laws, that's what they've attacked, because it's easiest for a group of people to control, you know, a country through the laws.
See, that's the reason, Bob.
Lawyers.
That's the reason why the media will not bring about cases like where people have been sent to jail, like the Philadelphia 11, McCarvage, and so forth, but instead we'll focus on people like Matthew Shepard, David Ray, you know, and all of this, because they know that if the American people were told tonight what you're told on RBN, there would be no hate bill introduced in the Congress. People would rise up automatically about it. And everyone I talked to, people who didn't know about it, in my personal conversations, on the street, for instance, in the coffee shop, they are aghast. They had no idea that this sort of thing was taking place in their own country. Now, what are the media for, if not to inform?
There's going to be a huge divide coming up very shortly between this country and the Marxist communists that run it. You know,
well, there's a backlash we're talking about now. It's getting bigger and bigger because of this. They're biting off more than they can handle.
There's a lot more than they can chew into.
Yes.
And their day, as I said, I think it's a golden age coming up, because they try to bite off all Europe. Basically, if you think about it, it's white Christianity is what they're biting at right now.
Well, that's the obvious.
And that's it. You know, that's it. If you look at all the other countries, it's the white Christian countries, European, that are being invaded, okay? And you've the edifice that's controlling this invasion of each country is usually a Jewish Marxist group. And that's who does it.
Okay.
And they hate it. That hate is coming from them.
You
can feel it everywhere.
Thank you. Let Harmony and Ted respond. Ted and Harmony?
Yes. What you're saying is basically true. On the other hand, what's happening now, I believe, is that we are seeing some real signs that the religious right mm-hmm. is coming to the light of truthtellers.org.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a number of people like Janet Folger and Family Search Council, American Family Association, American for Freedom, getting quite a cluster of new right organizations who are, if not in contact with us, we know that they are coming to truth tellers and they are being influenced very profoundly and opportunely
yes.
in times of crisis by the e-alerts from truth tellers. And I know many of these have been strongly pro-Israel, pro-Zionist, unconditionally supportive of Israel. But on the other hand, there's grousing back behind the scenes. There's evidence that there's some disillusionment and actual anger at the bullying of ADL.
Well, there you go. Small miracles taking place and getting here. We'll be right back. Stay with me. Ted Harmony Grant, truthtellers.org, and Reed will be next. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus said to them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. goes. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Or not, you're off the grid. We have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24-volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparation. First 10 people who purchase a stove will send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest price on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. So amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered Sole Simple Natural Cleaning Products, all made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family enjoy and feel better with. Plus, this is great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay. You've heard the message, and you've heard Ted and Harmony. We don't have much time left tonight, not much to act on these bills. Let's take our final calls, if we can squeeze them in quickly, please. Let's see. Rita in Texas is first. Hello, Rita.
Hello. How are you?
Okay, Rita.
I'll just say something to Ms. Harmony and also Ted Pike. I heard the comment that this legislation passes, you know, that the United States has had it. I would like to disagree with that.
All right.
And the reason for that is because what we're hearing, this is really not an issue of suppression of free speech. It is an issue of freedom of religion. This is a form of this is a deceitful means of religious persecution primarily, I firmly believe, Christians and Catholics. The Second Amendment that was provided for by our forefathers to guarantee those liberties that are in the First Amendment. And if you look at the Mexico, Calles, who was a Jew, they were persecuting the Catholic Church down there with legislation very, very similar to what is being proposed here in this country. And what rose up were the Cristeros. They actually took up arms because of the persecutions that were going on. If this legislation passes, there's going to be one of two things that is going to happen. That is, we will go the road of Russia, where one by one they'll bring the black mariahs out, and one by one they'll be put into the American gulag. So the other solution is to recognize that all tyranny comes from a uniform. They're going to make excellent targets. This is a very serious matter, and I can assure you that I stay away from those who seem to speak a lesson or a message of spiritual suicide, and that lay down and take it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a stanza from a song that was sung in the public school system, and that is, "He died to make men holy, let us die to make men free." And I stand by that. And as far as this country is concerned, as long as there is enough individuals, and it won't take a lot, enough individuals to understand who the enemy is, the only way that you're going to fight force is with force. I'm glad that you're speaking about this, but I personally have there's a speech that was by Representative Thorkelson. If you'll get the congressional record and look at that speech, back in 1940, he was talking about this movement going on in our country. So this isn't Israel. This is the daggum Jews in this country who are nothing but traitors. And pretty, it's either going to be them or us, preferably them.
All right, Rita. Thank you very much for your call. And let's see if we can squeeze in rather quickly Joe in Rhode Island. Hello, Joe. Not much time, though. Are you there, Joe? I guess he's not. All right. Well, and just about out of time.
Yeah,
we only have. Oh, you are. All right. 30 seconds, Joe.
Well, bill number is what?
Well, we have two bill numbers, S-1105 in the Senate. which is the in the Senate Judiciary, and H.R. 1592 in the House Judiciary.
1592. Okay, everybody out there, your homework lesson for tonight is Acts chapter 12, verses 1 to 7.
All right.
Acts
we'll
chapter
read it.
12, verses 1 to 7.
And
what does it sound like today?
Amen. Thank you, Joe. Well,
okay,
Ted and Harmony, it's been a pleasure again. Time just flew by. The important thing is that we get off our blessed assurances now and begin the work, right?
Amen, brother.
Okay, and thank you again. You'll be hearing from us, and we'll be hearing from you next week. Okay, good night, everyone. Keep up the good work. And we'll see you, Lord willing, tomorrow night, a special co-host, yes, indeed, and co-guest tomorrow night with Rick Adams. See you then. With